Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Opening ceremonies Friday night, 7:30, NBC. COVID cases still evolving in Tokyo. But the Olympics, the 2020 Olympics, move forward. A total of 15 current and former IU kids, as well as coaches Ray Luz and Drew Johansson, ready to embrace the moment, including that young lady from Evansville, two-time gold medalist Lily King.
If we have the meat we can have, we can win every individual gold.
That is a comment that should not be unexpected from Lily. Expect, you know, herself and her teammates to, you know, to win everything. You know, the confidence that she exudes, the swagger, Everybody loves it. You know, I've always appreciated Lily for who she is. And, you know, she's one of the first female athletes I've ever seen that has a swagger, kind of a, you know, a game like a Muhammad Ali. She's like a trash-talking female swimmer. I don't know any other way to describe it.
Ray Luz, that's a pretty good way of describing it, all right. Our history, cream and crimson, in the Olympics, our next report. Our thought for the day, if you're bored with life, you don't get up every morning with a burning desire to do things, then you don't have enough gold. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Still COVID issues to worry about, but the games move forward. Opening ceremonies in the Tokyo Olympics 2020, 7:30 Friday night on NBC. Well, I tell you, Indiana holds a storied history of Olympic successes matched by very few universities across the country, what with 15 more athletes and coaches now slated to represent the cream and crimson here over the course of these next couple of weeks. Indiana's posted a total of 240 Olympic berths representing 26 countries. For instance, IU will be representing Israel for the first time at the 2020 Games. For athletes, the Indiana University medal count is at 104, including 55 gold, 17 silver, and 32 bronze. The Hoosiers have earned a medal at every Olympic Games that they have competed in, except 2004. The most productive year, you ask? Well, it was 1968, with 17 medals for Doc Houselman's competitors, Hobie Billingsley's divers in Mexico City. And finally, Indiana U has had at least one Olympian in the last 21 Olympic Games. That's a stretch that goes back to 1932. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.